In Psalm 3, I want to just share a few thoughts tonight. It will not take a long time. I am thankful for how my voice is improving along. Still not as good as I'd like. But hopefully as a little more time goes, it'll settle down even more. I know it doesn't sound the best as I breathe in. I will kind of explain that. They tell me with Botox, and I may have said this before, but they tell me with Botox, the kind of spasmodic dysphagia I have, that one of the ways that it, you know, it was a good injection is because you get this sound as you breathe in. So a lot of times people will say to you, do you really think that they got it? And that's one of the ways I can settle down the spasms. But as I breathe in, it'll make that sound. I don't like it. I wish it wasn't that way. But I don't want you to think something's wrong. The preacher's having a hard time breathing. It is just the sound that it causes. But in Psalm 3 tonight, the psalmist David says, Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. Selah. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter up of my head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. Selah. I laid me down and slept. I awake, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God. For thou hast smitten all mine enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people. Selah. Psalm 3 is the first psalm that is, has a title that is given. The first two psalms don't tell us anything about when or why or who in the Psalms. But Psalm 3 says a psalm of David when he fled from Absalom his son. So it tells us that David wrote this psalm during those hard and difficult days that David had to leave from Absalom. If you remember, Absalom had, he had swayed the hearts of the people of Israel as somebody would come to seek counsel of David. Absalom would lead him to pull him aside and would listen to their problem. Absalom would say something like, "Oh, if I only had the authority to help you, I could do something for your problem." And it swayed the hearts of the people away from David toward Absalom. So David had to flee into the wilderness. And this song gives us a picture of what David is feeling. It is talking about what David is struggling with. It is hard. I believe that it is a song that speaks to all of our hearts, because just like David, there are times that life wears heavy on you. There are times that the pressures, the problems of just life seem to wear you down. And this is a song of encouragement. If that happens, and that is what I think about tonight. I think about when life wears you down. I want to notice just a few things I'll be done. First of all, notice the foes that bring us down. David says, "Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Are they that rise up against me? And any there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God?" Selah. David, first of all, talks about their increase. David said, "Lord, how aren't they increased that trouble me?" David was saying, "Lord, it's like my troubles are so appalling. It is like they are just coming more and more on my life. And as a matter of fact, it David hears the word they are talking about his enemies increasing. David was talking about how they were pressing in on him. David has the idea that the foes, enemies, seem all around me. David's problem was a family problem. But it could be a financial problem, physical, or even spiritual in nature. But David said, they're increased against me. But then David talks about what they inferred. They were saying that there is no help for him against God. David was saying that my enemies have come saying to me, David, where is your God now? David asked, God forgotten about you? Is it that God doesn't care? That somehow God has let you face all you're facing? That is praise that a God that you worship, say that he loves you, strange that he lets you face what you're facing. So David was saying, I have the enemies against me. If they're killing me, that God doesn't really care. But he did not only talks about the foes that are against him, but he talks about the Father that lifts him up. First read, David said, but thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, thy glory, and the lifter up of thy head. David talks about God's protection. David says that the Lord is my shield. Often, as a soldier, David had no doubt had a shield to protect him. But the word that David uses isn't talking about a small shield on the arm. But the word speaks of something that completely surrounds you. David said coat up. Foes are against me. But the Lord is my shield. David said he has got me surrounded. God has he him accomplished his protection. And David realized that no matter what, God was with him. David says that. And he says, my glory. David was saying, God, your presence is always with me. I am so thankful tonight that God's presence is always there. I've never alone. I've never faced the burdens and battles by myself. But the Lord's presence is with us. But then David focuses on God's power. Because he said, if the lifter up of my head, if David fled Jerusalem, David was humiliated. His own son threatened to kill him. The Bible says in 2 Samuel 15 and 30, and David went up by the ascent of the Mount Holiday and wept as he went up. And had his head covered, and he went barefoot. When David fled, David had his head down. David was heartbroken. David was weeping. But now David said, the Lord is the lifter up of my head. There are times in our lives that the enemy attacks us so violently. There are times that our heads are bowed low. Times that we ask, what am I gonna do now? But David said that the Lord has lifted up my head. I'm glad with you. Feel beaten down. Feel weary. Feel worn. That the Lord will lift up your head. But then one final thought. David talks about the faith which carries us through. David talks about the calmness. David said, I laid me down and slept. I await for the Lord sustain thee. David said, I finally was able to get some rest. I was able to lay down and sleep because the Lord sustained me. But David talks about his courage. David said, I'll not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about. David said, the Lord has removed the fear in the heart. But then notice David's confidence. David says in verse 8, salvation. That word there means victory. David said victory belongeth unto the Lord. David said it is God that gives me the victory in my heart. David had come to understand God's life makes us weary, but in the Lord we find our help, find our encouragement, find our strength to rise up, press on, face the enemies once again. Those are just a few thoughts tonight God put on my heart. We in life, here's this town. I don't care tonight how long you've been saved. I don't care how old or young you are. Sometimes life wears you down. But in the Lord, there is help. And there is strength. That's all on my heart tonight. I hope something was said. Maybe encouraged you just a little on the way. Let's stand to our feet.